Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tabletop Radio Hour, your podcast for everything tabletop. My name's Zach, and this week, I'm joined by the regular crew. I'm joined by Mark and Logan. Mark, how are you today?
I'm doing great, I hope. Logan, how about you?
I'm hoping to also be doing great. Thank you. Zach, how are you hoping today?
I am hoping fine. I don't know why we're so hopeful today, but I think without further ado, we are going to jump into our actual play series, Myth and Legacies. This week, Mark's going to run things for us, but before I give it to him, I'm going to throw it over to Logan here to give us just a little bit of a recap of what we did last time.
Yeah, I think it was me who was running last time. So when last we left our heroes, they had some adventures in the Castian town of Rioja, recovered a special sphere and returned it to their contact, which we all off-screen could very easily figure out are the is an invisible college contact, but I'm not sure if all of our players know that or know about that. But they have contacts back in Rioja, and they left with supplies and sailed across the Vatican Gulf, past Vatican City, and through the islands of Vodace, where there was a large ship that started following them, and there was a little bit of a cat-and-mouse game, and our heroes were able to slide into some little nook, bay or hidden area that the big ship just ignored and sailed past. The ship itself was flying Vodace colors and severely overgunned our own ship, so it wasn't like a good situation to turn and fight, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are the key points.
We were shaking a little bit. Well, awesome. Thank you, Logan, for that small recap. And yes. Without further ado, Mark, I think we'll let you take over this ship here.
Great. We're going to pick it up right from that point. So the Onis Kleos has found a little hidey hole here in an island not too far from the south of Vodace. It's early morning, the sun is rising, everybody's been kind of tense about figuring out a way to get past the Gato Onove, man of war that's been patrolling this sector of the ocean. And you hear, you know, you're awakened to the sounds of the ship kind of starting to come to life a bit. Briggs. Specifically, you are in your room. You hear the sounds of footsteps above and some of the clatter of things, maybe a little smell of coffee coming from the galley. And you roll over, and at the foot of your bed is a soldier from the old empire who is kind of towering over you. He's got the plumed helmet, the armor, short sword, small shield, and he is lifting that sword up and preparing to bring it down on you. What is your approach?
Oh, I'm rolling off the bed as quickly as possible. I'm just going to tuck and roll to get away from this direct attack.
Okay.
And so probably a little bit of... let me get back to my character sheet. I'd probably say a little bit of finesse athletics, I'd probably say.
That makes sense. Okay. So, before you can roll your dice, the sword comes down and the guy disappears and you wake up sitting up in your bed.
Okay. Yeah, definitely shake myself off a little bit.
Yes. Raza. You're in your own room now. You've been moved from the captain's quarters now that you've recovered, and you are in a another... These rooms are, I should remind you, are basically little closets. There's barely enough room for a cot and a little bit of foot space.
Now, is the Theonos Kleos like the ship and Master Commander where, like, rooms kind of are adjustable based on need? And so if it's, like, a beat to quarter situation, like, room walls collapse and
yes, move about? Yeah, they probably have that.
Okay.
Cool. Facility. But because of that, the walls are very thin. So you immediately can hear this kind of clatter of Briggs scrambling in his room. You know, I don't know if he, you know, there might be a little bit of a gasp or, you know, I don't know if you actually cry out, but you actually, but there's going to be a
there's going to be some sort of reaction.
Startle reaction, yeah. Yes. So yeah, that's where you are. What are you guys doing?
Are there still, like, footsteps and everything going about upstairs?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, as you kind of hear things kind of, you know, it sounds like normal activity. You hear Captain Andreas in his room. He's playing his baglamas, which is kind of like a Numerian lute. Something you've noticed, especially when he's like tense or contemplative, he'll kind of go into his quarters and he'll play this lute. On the deck, some of the crew have kind of taken up singing. So a couple of them have their own instruments that they're playing. And the captain thinks that they're joining along with him. In reality, they're trying to drown him out because he is very, very bad at playing this instrument. No one has ever had the guts to say anything, but yeah.
Well, he's the captain. Nobody's going to say shit.
Yeah, and so yeah, he's in his quarters playing this, and you're starting to hear some of this going on, which is kind of typical of some of the behavior you begin to become associated with.
Mm. So kind of just downtime hours, as it seems.
Yes.
An awful lot. Are we still kind of tucked and hiding away right now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, so we're definitely just killing some time.
Yeah, you're kind of hugged up close to an island, so your masks kind of blend with the trees.
Okay.
Type of thing.
Please keep it quiet. Ready and trying to sleep.
As I hear Raza scream from through the thin walls, Briggs will probably at this point get up and about and see what's going on and probably get a cup of coffee. Okay. About what time is it?
It's the sun is coming up. It's very early.
Yeah, he'll probably get ready and take over shift or whatever he needs to do.
Okay. Yeah, you can easily head down. Aphemia Rapta is at the galley. She's been putting together some breakfast for the crew. She's got some coffee ready, so she'll get you a little kind of a tin cup that you can have.
Absolutely. I kind of nod my head in thanks.
Sure.
But yeah, then he'll head up top deck here.
Great.
I think Raza would be doing the same thing as far as, you know, if it's his time to get going, then he would. Otherwise, it'd be like, shut up, trying to sleep.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
If he does get up, Briggs will grab Raza something to drink as well.
I think in his grumbliness, you know, for a little flavor, he kind of grabs it and he's like, this is not that peace water ale again, yes?
No. Fresh morning brew.
Coffee.
Kind of clinks these tin cups together and down the hatch.
Yep.
Absolutely. But yeah, all Briggs is going to head up to top deck and see what's going on and get a kind of a report of what we've seen overnight here.
Gotcha. Yeah, probably Dugald McMillan will probably have had the night watch report to you.
Dugald, how are we doing this morning?
Morning, sir. It's been pretty quiet. Haven't seen anything of the pirate hunters out there.
Good. I'll take over here.
Very good, sir.
I'll kind of nod him and lead him, kind of push him down towards the lower deck there.
Good. So yeah, he'll head that way. And now, bear in mind, this is a fairly small ship, so it's all one level. You don't have like an actual quarter deck, like larger ships. You just but back towards the ship's wheel is kind of where the, you know, there's still a kind of informal quarter deck there.
Yeah,
you'd be positioned.
Cool.
Raza, what are you doing meanwhile? You're
It seems like
morning duties would you have?
I would be making sure the crews would be changing out mostly, if I remember right. I'm kind of the
You're kind of boatswain, so you make sure crews are doing what they got to do.
I'm like, come on, get moving. Move, pig dog. I do not care what you need for breakfast. Move. And like, you, nice. Off the rigging. You're going to bed now. You're too sloppy. Go. And he's just, you know, loving abuse to everyone.
Nice.
I can imagine he's kind of climbing up some of the ropes and kind of pulling some people down by their pant legs.
Okay, you can work longer, but you do not get extra gog. Let's go. No extra arm for you. Work faster.
Rosa, be gentle, yeah?
I am gentle. Smack. Totally gentle. And whenever Raza talks, it's like more animated than the classic like Italian situation, because like half of how he talks to people is with how he, you know, moves his hands and like gesturing and showing things. And everybody kind of used to him just being, you know, over the top as far as like when there's shift change or when he's first coming on crew. But he's not trying to be rough to anybody here, you know, in a bad way.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of just playing around and getting comfortable with people, I can imagine.
Yep. Unless somebody's giving him shit, then that's different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. As soon as the crew is kind of shifting and people are getting moving and people are coming up from below, I'll kind of make my way back down and knock on the captain's door here.
Come in.
Captain. Hi.
Huh?
Morning.
Morning, Mr. Briggs.
Morning to yourself. Just wanted to...
He'll set aside and
let you know crews are changing. About to get way if we're moving. What's the plan, sir?
I wish I knew. Come have a seat. Did you sleep well, Mr. Briggs?
As well as you can.
Bit of a stressful time, isn't it?
Aye.
Pulls out a chart and kind of looking at it. I have been wrapping my head around trying to find some way around this pirate hunter. I am open to any suggestions or thoughts that you might have. I am out of ideas.
He kind of scratches his head, shrugs a little bit, and kind of takes a look at the charts here. Are we kind of looking at a only one way through kind of situation?
Problem is, we don't know where he is. Any of the various runs that we might have, if he's waiting for us, we may be trapped in any of these paths between the islands.
Do we have a rowboat on board?
We have dinghies, sir? I imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Would it be any consolation trying to row out, get a look?
Possibly, but by the time you've reported back,
it could be too late.
Could have moved.
The only other option I see is going around, turning back, going a different way.
That Atacine Gulf is a dead end.
Yeah, and it's basically all rocks and reefs.
Mr. Briggs, are you familiar with Il Sottomarino?
Not really. Why? What's its importance?
Perhaps... This is crazy. A story I heard in my childhood. But if there's a possibility, there's a series of caverns carved from the sea that are beneath the city of L'Aquila. L'Aquila is the city of Luciani. Here, Luciani, main city. These caverns are only accessible by water at low tide. Not many know of this place, but its history goes back all the way to the old empire. There used to be an imperial fleet that used the caverns as kind of a hidden port. And then during the fall of the old empire, one of their own captains, Pietro Pagano, used a fate witch to curse the fleet and trap them within Il Sottomarino. After that, Pietro departed Vadice for a life of piracy within the Numenari approach. And that's where he finally fell to Numenari forces and revealed these secrets of Il Sottomarino. However, it's said that the tortured souls of that trapped fleet still remain within those caverns, awaiting the chance to avenge themselves on Pietro Pagano.
I mean, have you seen the passage? I mean, Cleos is small, no. But if there's a passage, I don't imagine it'd be very large.
Probably not, no. But if we could make a contact with this lost legion, there was some way to recruit them to assist us. We might convince them that this Pietro is their Pietro.
It's worth a shot, but if you say low tide, we've got to move fast. We won't have much time.
Well, the problem is, I have a bit of a reputation at L'Aquila. I couldn't go, but as you said, if I sent somebody in the longboat, they could go make contact and recruit this army of the dead to assist us.
Briggs is just kind of staring past Andreas right now, just kind of thinking. I mean, it's worth a long shot, but I mean, we're kind of sitting here until we figure out something to do, so.
At this point, crazy suggestions are only the only suggestions we have left.
All right.
Who do you think would be best for a mission such as this?
I mean, we got to keep somebody here. I mean, are you coming with?
I can't go there. I would be recognized immediately.
Your face is very recognizable.
Especially to
I mean, I can take Raza. He's a good sword.
But that's good. Yes, it probably shouldn't be a very large contingent. Yes, why don't the two of you go and see what you can
see what we can find. All right, I might take one of the lowers here. Kind of referring to one of the lower crew members. And just for an extra.
Okay. Okay.
I'll scoop someone up.
All right.
Mind if I take anything you have? That might be helpful. Okay, he kind of points at the maps or charts or anything.
Oh, of course, yes. I can definitely set you up. So he'll set you up with the ship's longboat, which he will also make sure to fill with fishing gear, so you could pass.
As a small fishing boat. No, I get you.
Yeah.
It's a nice cover. I like it.
He'll lean out the door and pass the word for Mr. Raza.
All right, Captain. Oh, passing the word. Mr. Raza.
Mr. Raza.
Raza.
What does the captain need now? Thump, thump, thump.
Raza,
thump.
Captain needs you. A
couple minutes later, Raza comes in. Ah, Capitan. Thankfully, your fingers have not broken recently.
That is
what
true.
What can I do for you this fine morning?
I have a mission that I would like you and Mr. Briggs to proceed on. Mr. Briggs can fill you in on all the details. Mr. Briggs, if you will go start your preparations, I will have Mr. Raza join you in just a moment.
Hey, hurry up the door, sir.
Once he leaves, he will say to Raza, I would appreciate it if you would keep an eye on our Mr. Briggs. He is gaining my trust, but I still look for someone to ensure that he is maintaining the well-being of the ship. You understand, don't you?
Perfectly. He's a good man, but he's also hunted. I see that look in many a man's eye. Not very good.
Yes. I hope that this mission will allow him to prove himself. Keep an eye on him, keep him safe, keep him on the right track.
Do you have any specific fears with the track he might take? Do you expect him to be some sort of spy?
No, I don't think so. But as you said, he does have a certain hunted quality, and the mission may either call on that or allow that to hinder him. So hopefully it will all work out to the best, and I will feel much better with you at his side.
Capitan, you honor me as usual. And he takes a little bow and starts to move like he's backing out of the room.
Thank you, Mr. Raza. Good sails.
Capitano. And he turns around and heads out.
Briggs is going to get ready everything we need. He'll kind of just help get everything settled in the longboat and everything. Just kind of use his time pretty wisely. Because we don't have a ton of time. You know, the more time we use, the less time we have.
Yeah.
So.
That is true. So, yeah. And, you know, of course, the crew will assist and won't take too long to get you set up with, you know, like I say, some fishing gear and certainly some food stores and, you know, water and everything that you may need for a trip. And pretty much ready to go.
Cool. All right, then. I'll say, amongst all this fishing gear, Briggs finds a nice sized fish hook, like a meat hook. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Makes sense.
He likes his improvised weapons.
Gotta have them easy to stow sharps.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah, he prepares both the boat and himself for anything that they need.
Excellent.
As soon as Raza is ready, we'll probably get going.
Are you kidding? Raza has born ready. Yeah, so he jumps in the boat and we're ready to go.
All right.
All right.
Ship shape and make our way to Lucani.
Mm-hmm. Actually, the captain will have kind of pointed out the actual hidden cavern is on the just a little bit south of Lucani,
okay.
L'Aquila. So you have the directions of where to go.
Perfect.
And you set off. The longboat has a lateen sail, so you're able to put that up and coast along pretty well.
Yeah, at least we're not rowing across.
Correct.
That's all I'm saying.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. And sure enough, not too surprising, you will come across a patrol ship flying Vladache colors, who will start to approach you. It's probably a dramatic sequence, so tell me how you're approaching the situation of this ship kind of appearing and kind of heading in your direction.
Quartermaster, are we going to be loud or quiet?
I'd probably say be as quiet as we can.
Okay.
For the time being, but I'd say be prepared to get loud.
That is fair.
And he kind of winks.
Then I think the focus for Raza will be hide, but panache hide, based on the, like, I'm going to slap on this, you know, hat, and I'm going to act like I'm a fisherman and, you know, kind of sit on the other side of the boat away from the one that's coming, like I've got a line in the water, that sort of thing, like do the, you know, fisherman sort of thing.
Would that be hide, or would that be more of a convince? You're trying to...
Could be. I always thought of convince as being like, you know, I'm using logic and rhetoric and I'm talking to someone, but...
Or perform.
Perform.
You're trying to...
There is perform.
Maybe
we're going to go panache more... perform, that would be the focus.
Okay. To play to your cover.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Sounds good. Briggs?
I'm assuming they see us and they're flagging us down?
They are heading in your direction, so it's pretty well given that...
Okay.
Yeah, it seems apparent that they've seen you and are heading your direction.
Okay. Since Roz is kind of going a little more, you know, performy, I'm gonna go finesse sailing to keep the ship going just in case they try and hit us or, you know, whatever. Just kind of keep us safe and keep us afloat while Roz is doing
this
thing. Tending to the ship, more or less.
Okay, that's fair. Let's go ahead and give me some rolls. Let's see what you got.
And as far as bonus die,
definitely got your flair, and first time doing it. So yes, you get the two.
We get two
bonus die.
Absolutely. Of course, I'm joined by my wonderful monkey friend Ori.
All right.
I somewhat forget about my friendly pet.
That is totally reasonable.
I wasn't sure if you were leaving her behind or not.
Nah, she's coming with.
So how many raises did you have?
Two.
And I had four.
You get to go first then. What are you doing?
What are some risks here? What's going on?
This is... You kind of have probably an opportunity to get away from this thing.
Okay.
You know, there's certainly a risk of them not believing your story, of risk of them trying to try and board you and do a, you know, search. You know, there's not a lot to go through here, but so those are some of the biggest risks. You know, if they, of course, if they're suspicious enough, they might try to apprehend you or you know, trump up some charges against you.
Okay. I'll say I will take an opportunity to kind of get some distance.
Okay.
As he's kind of doing the fishing, I'm kind of going to do the steering us a bit and then raising some sails or lowering some sails if we need it. And,
okay.
You know, just keep us on a going.
Gotcha.
So I will spend one raise to do that.
Perfect. So yeah, you're able to keep, you're kind of keeping ahead, which is... you know, they're kind of altering their course a little bit, to kind of, you know, which is your maneuver has definitely proven that they are interested in you and they are coming after you. But you're making good speed to stay ahead of them at this point. Perfect. So, so what are you doing? What do you want to do next?
I'll spend another to kind of keep us going here.
Okay, just to keep ahead of this thing.
Yeah,
I am going to say there's an opportunity to head into shallower water where they can't teach. They can't get as close to you.
Yeah.
So for a raise, perfect. I'll let you do that.
Sounds great.
Which allows you to, you know, kind of get into shallower water. They're kind of, so at this point they're kind of pulling over and they're kind of paralleling you, staying out in the deeper water. Let's go to Raza. What are you doing to help sell your story?
I think, you know, he'd be basically like, no, no, do the shallow, but he's saying it all in Vodace, and like everything I'm saying and doing is trying both convince that yes, we're fishing, and what my friend is doing is what we need to do to catch those better fish. Got to get away from big boat, they're scaring all fish away, you know, that sort of thing.
Okay.
So gonna use that linguist side of things, and I don't know what else I would do trying to keep this role, so I'm gonna just spend both raises on that. Just kind of like reactive to everything he's doing, I'm like encouraging, or, you know, just kind of keeping that banter.
So one raise could be the vocally instructive things, and maybe the other raise is actually throwing a net over, doing some active fishing, to help sell your story. So yeah, that's that sounds good. And as you do that, you see the ship kind of veer off a little bit to kind of give you a little bit of space.
Beautiful.
So you got a couple more raises, Briggs. What do you want to do with that?
Are they still, are we getting away from them in these shallows?
Not really getting away from them, but they're kind of pulling back a little bit. They can't approach you where you are right now.
Okay.
You know, they're still eyeing you. They're still kind of keeping an eye on you, but they're kind of pulling away a little bit and keeping an eye on you.
Yeah, maybe if they're on that, you said if they're on that parallel with us, I might notice that and... maybe turn us going the other way, just as these waves are kind of going.
Okay.
Just kind of turn us around as we're doing our fishing and stuff here.
Okay. Perfect.
And so they're headed one direction, and now we are headed away from them.
Okay. And I'll say that's probably enough.
I'll do two raises for that.
Yeah. So.
Just to get a little bit more distance. Yeah.
Actually, probably, you know, you can kind of come up into the wind. And, you know, kind of come to a stop because you're fishing, right? So you found your spot and you're kind of stopping.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they will just keep going. They got the wind with them. They'll probably just kind of continue through this passageway in the Signori Islands.
Yes. Whew. Well, that was a close one, my friend.
Agreed.
Let's keep on moving.
Okay. Yeah, I assume you kind of wait until they're definitely out of sight. And then you...
until they're clear, yeah.
Okay. So yeah, you pick up, raise the sails again, and start kind of heading that kind of south along the coast. And it's a very rocky coast. You know, you got cliffs and kind of rocks that kind of go up into this passageway. And you're seeing other traffic. There are some other ships that are, you know, it's fairly busy area. Not real busy, but there's enough that you're seeing other fishing boats, a couple merchants have kind of, you know, heading to and from the city. After a little while, of course, you're trying to, I assume, obviously, you're trying to kind of be, you're flying casual.
We're trying to fit in.
Yep. At one point, you see, kind of down in this area here, you see a ship that appears to sail straight into the cliff and disappear.
Ah, this is very weird. Are we looking for a ghost ship?
And oh, you saw that too.
Yeah.
I mean, not like magical disappear, just kind of went around a corner that look like it should be
Sorry,
there.
What you described, it looked like it went straight into a cliff.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Briggs will definitely steer that direction. Yeah, I'll give it a look and maybe make a similar heading.
Okay.
As I saw.
As you approach, you see another ship come out. These aren't large ships, but they're bigger than you, obviously. So you can see that this is a somewhat active passageway, but as you kind of circle around a little bit, you can see that there is a pretty big opening in the cliff here with a small harbor inside with several ships and a lot of activity going on inside.
Interesting. Okay. And does this continue through the rock?
Hmm?
Like if we kind of look down in, is there anything past it? Is there like kind of a,
you can't see
an opening in the rock here?
Yeah, there's an opening in the rock. Okay. And there's a cavern. You're just getting a glimpse of it, but it's a like an underground harbor.
Yes.
Essentially.
Okay. Perfect.
So
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, I'll definitely I'll turn to Raza and go, shall we?
I follow your lead. Oh, Captain of the Day.
Captain of the Day. We know the captain's back on the ship. he continues to steer us in through this little cavern system.
You're going in? Okay.
Yep.
Yes. As soon as you
get nothing to it but to do it.
As soon as you get close, some guards at the gate open fire at you. That not, you know, just kind of fire their guns and fishing boat, veer off. This is a private residence.
I'll just kind of wave my hand and kind of nod my head and turn us around.
Okay.
Yeah. Shout in Vodace. Ah, so sorry. Best fisher in here. I thought maybe. Sorry. Yeah, boring. Bye. He kind of stumbles over himself a little bit.
Gotcha.
I have not had to speak this tongue for a long time. It is very annoying.
Yes. All right, so we'll kind of, turn around and kind of go around the corner a little bit here.
Okay.
Any ideas?
Is this where we're supposed to go? I'm not even sure what we're doing yet.
And I was told we go through the cabin system through...
Oh, we also have to go here.
Here,
yes.
And we kind of have to be here.
Maybe we park boat and go from the top. I thought I saw holes for, like, light coming in on one side, and we sneak in with a rope and see what is in back.
It's worth a shot. He kind of rummages through the fishing equipment here and grabs...
We have a rope or two.
A good amount of rope, yeah. Sure. He'll kind of sling it over his shoulder and kind of tie the boat off to... There's a small grouping of rocks over here. I'm sure we can find something to tie it down to.
Sure.
And try and scale up the rock wall and then head over and see where if we can find where this hole is, where the light's coming.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll make our way up the rock face as best we can. Yeah. Is there, I know this is kind of like more, you know, more built. So are there like docks over there by that face?
No.
Around this cavern opening?
Not exterior. Everything is inside the cavern. You're actually able to find an area that it's not real steep cliff. It's just kind of a sloping grassy hill with a lot of rocks, and you're able to kind of pull your boat in there and tie it off somewhere.
Perfect.
And make your way inland from there.
Yeah, tie it off, drop an anchor.
Yeah.
Some a makeshift anchor or something.
Sure. Yeah, and you start climbing that hill. As you do, you notice.
I hate that as you do. Because I use it.
Famous game master, meanwhile, you notice a young girl with a flower basket and long dress just kind of sitting on the hill watching you as you dock and you start climbing and You didn't really realize she was there until you got partway up the hill, but she's just sitting there watching you, kind of looking at you curiously.
Hello.
Hello. What you doing?
Oh, just out for a little hike. He kind of turns to Raza with this weird smile on his face, like, what's going on? What are you doing out here?
Picking flowers.
Ah, wonderful.
This is a weird place to take a hike.
It seems like a weird place to pick for flowers.
That's where the flowers are. And there's some wildflowers, nothing fancy, but there's some wildflowers there. She's got a few in her basket.
Well, I'll leave you to it. I'll kind of walk around her a little bit, if I can.
Okay. She just kind of watches you and gets up and walks, follows you a little bit. Not close, but just...
kind of goes in the same direction we're going.
Yeah. Curious about what you're doing.
I kind of whisper over to Raza, are you good with children?
Are you kidding me? Not at all. I ran away from home because I kept having more of my siblings, and I'm just not interested.
Ah, wonderful. I kind of stop and turn to her. I kind of kneel down, get down on one knee there. And is there a particular reason you're following us, young lady?
You're interesting.
Yeah, of course. They often say curiosity killed the cat, didn't they?
I'm glad I'm not a cat.
When you said killed the cat, Raza like looks at the little girl and smiles and just tries to scare her. Like, just the weirdest, like, she's, you know, assuming little kids, like, look around or whatever else not, you know, they're always, like, looking at it, whatever's happening. Just, like, as soon as she looks my direction, I, like, look at her with that, like, I would like to eat a child sort of look. And I would like to try to intimidate her.
Okay.
Oh, man. Briggs wants to kind of look around at the moment and see if there's anyone around us other than this little girl.
No, there's no one else here.
Okay.
Very isolated. I'm just going to give this to you. She doesn't intimidate. You do it very well, but she just kind of looks at you kind of curiously and, you know, kind of dismisses you a little bit.
Can I give you a few gold pieces to kindly turn around the other way and continue picking flowers where you were?
Nah, I want to see what you guys are doing.
And I don't want you to do that.
Don't have to be cranky.
You don't have to be nosy.
Fine. Sits down on the grass, up the hill.
Thank you. Briggs kind of stands up and takes some very slow steps backwards, still facing this girl. I'm assuming in Raza's direction.
Yeah, Raza joins with
a few steps behind you.
Yeah. Yep. But you're never getting into the caverns that way.
I think it's as we turn, she says that we both stop and we turn back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's just sitting there staring at the ocean.
Listen, little girl. Mm-hmm. Why is it that you are up here all by yourself, not playing with friends or with family? Hiding away. Hmm?
I like the flowers, and it's a nice view. I like watching the boats go by. And...
what was that you said about the caverns?
I said you're going the wrong way.
And why do you care?
He kind of pats Raza on the shoulder.
I don't.
And goes...
I thought you would be nice... and I was going to help you, but you're just mean, so go ahead, do whatever you want.
Raza's like, okay, fair. Kind of like a little nod of his head, and turns to go walk on. A different, slightly different direction. Like, yeah, sure, yeah, somewhere else we're supposed to go. Good.
Briggs will take a couple steps back towards and kind of kneel down again. I apologize. I have had a very rough day so far. And I took my anger out on you. I am truly sorry for what I've done.
She looks at you skeptically for a long minute, then takes a little
cute
wild...
puppy dog eyes from Briggs.
She takes one of the wildflowers out of her basket, sticks it behind your ear. That should make you nicer.
Yes, I imagine so.
I can tell you how to get into the caverns if that's what you want.
That would be wonderful.
You want to do it without being seen. You really don't want to go through any of the main entrances.
Well, that's fair. We kind of planned that already. But what way do you know?
There's a lot of little entrances. The main one they use a lot. Some of the smaller ones, a little boat like yours could go in pretty easily and go in one of the side channels. Come on, I'll show you. She kind of hops up, starts kind of going down the hill.
Yeah, Briggs kind of, without saying anything, he just kind of waves Raza over toward toward him.
Yep.
Seems we found ourselves a guide.
She leads you kind of towards towards the main channel, but before there, she kind of swerves in, and you see a small inlet kind of come in through a different channel and go into a different cavern inland a little ways. And it's out of sight of the main entrance, but goes into a different chamber.
Mm, perfect.
She says, I've been in there. There's a lot of chambers once you get in. So you can get around, and it goes quite a ways. There's all kinds of stuff in there. Who knows what you'll find?
Yes, who knows? Do you know? Like, do you have anything that would help?
I don't know. There's all kinds of stuff in there. I'm sure you could find just about anything.
Wonderful. Thank you. He kind of smiles, kind of pats her on the head a little bit. Okay. Kind of grabs Raza. We head back to the ship, I think.
Okay.
Sounds good.
I'll remember where that little entrance is, and kind of we'll make our way there.
Okay, yeah, it's not too far. You know, you sail back down, and, you know, like I say, you're really hugging the coast. So you're out of the view of the main entrance, and you slip into this little side channel and slip into a little hidden grotto. And that might be a really good place to pause this episode.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I'm excited to keep going because this is weird. And I like weird. I like weird, man.
Good.
So,
good.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark, for running us through this. And kind of like you said, I think we're going to wrap that episode up here. So we will pick this up next time with Myth and Legacies here. And I look forward to the next one.
And that's it for this episode of Tabletop Radio Hour. Like always, you can find this episode on soundcloud.com/tabletopradiohour and on iTunes. You can find us on Twitter @tabletopcast if you have any questions or comments. You can join us over on facebook.com/tabletopradiohour for regular updates. We also have an email address that is tabletopradiohour@gmail.com. Our website, tabletopradiohour.wordpress.com. You can find information about our Patreon page on our website. I want to thank you all for listening, and keep rolling 20s.